Okay, so we're going to get started with the next session.
好，我们下半场开始。
And I'll bring up the screen for the chart that we just had.
我们再把刚才那张表拿出来。
Yeah, so just to reiterate, which means to review or to say again, about how Methuselah was born during the time of Adam, and he lived even while Noah was born. So he was the link between the first man in history and the last man before the flood.
所以我们刚才在讲的在做一个整理啊，就是马苏萨拉呢，他其实是很重要一个角色，就是他出生的时候第一个被踢出伊甸园的亚当还活着，而且呢当他在有生之年呢，在这个大洪水前好所出生的诺亚出生的时候他也还活着，所以他其实是承先启后的一个很重要的一个位置。
Just getting back to Enoch, now Enoch was Methuselah's father, and because Enoch had this very great privilege of his personal, we say a rapture, I guess, this shows that he was a great believer. Enoch was a great believer.
而以诺呢，他也就是马苏萨拉的父亲，又有一个很特别的状况，就是他等于在365岁的时候呢被上帝带走啊，被我们可以说他被提走，然后所以他是一个以诺是一个非常伟大的信徒，那所以他也对马苏萨拉有很大的影响。
The reason God puts people or puts us all on the earth is to be witnesses in the angelic appeal trial.
我们不要忘记哦，所有的人类之所以被上帝创造，而且放在这个世界上，最大的目的就是要成为天使征战的这个天堂法庭的证人。
We have a purpose.
我们的生命是有目的的。
But when you've achieved your purpose, it's like, what's the point of being here?
如果我们去成就这个目的，那我们干嘛要活着？
And it seems like Enoch had achieved his purpose, and God said, you've passed your evidence testing, so we can assume that he had evidence testing, and he passed his testing, and God said, I'm going to give you this great privilege of being the first person in history to have a personal rapture.
而以诺呢，他显然的是很特别的一个状况是什么呢？就是他应该是已经完成了所有的见证的测试。所以呢，上帝才会给他一个特别的优惠，特别的优待，让他能够成为第一个被提的人，在历史上。
Yeah. Now I'm using the word rapture here. We have to be careful. Remember, this is not when he goes into the resurrection body. His dispensation is not finished. So he's not in resurrection body, but he gets his interim body.
但是我们在讲说以诺被提，大家要小心哦，因为这个提跟耶稣的被提是不一样的，因为他并没有得到一个复活的身体，他就是消失了，但他可能消失后他得到的只是一个临时的身体，好，所以他不等于是真正得到复活的第一个人。
I think the best word for it is like you say, 消失 right? Disappear. He just disappeared.
消失。
消失。We really shouldn't say rapture, and he certainly wasn't resurrected, but he disappeared. That's the best way for it.
Yeah, 因为就像圣经里也没有说他是被提，他就说他消失嘛。
Oh, we can say he was taken away.
他是被带走了。
Just like Elijah, remember Elijah had the chariot come down and pick him up, but he was like taken away as well.
Yeah, 像先知以利亚，他是被一个从天上来的马车带走的，所以他也是被带走。
But certainly not like Moses. Remember, Moses actually died because the devil, that's Satan, and Michael, the angel Michael, were fighting over his body. So we know he had a body.
而他们这种被带走是跟摩西的去世不一样。摩西是真的死了。那个圣经上还有说，撒旦跟这个天使米迦利，跟撒旦两个还在抢摩西死后的那个身体。所以他是真的死的。
But in terms of Enoch, you know, he being raptured, disappearing or being taken away at 365 years of age, and he was still very young, really, this was a great privilege.
而以诺呢，他则是在365岁的时候，他被上帝带走。在那个时代，只有365岁，算是很年轻的年龄哦，他能够在这个时候就被上帝带走，这真的是一个非常大的忧郁的优待。
This tells us he was a great believer.
这代表什么呢？代表他以诺是一个伟大的信徒。
And if he's a great believer, he's going to be teaching his children.
如果他是一个非常伟大的一个信徒，那他一定会好好的教他的孩子们成为好的信徒啊。
And he's going to be very enthusiastic to teach them Bible doctrine.
他一定是非常热心的去教他的孩子们上帝的话语。
And obviously he would speak, you know, he would take his son even from a very young age. And let's go and visit your great, 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 great grandfather Adam. We're going to have a Bible class with him and we're going to find out what's happening in the garden.
他一定呢在他活的时候在世的时候呢会带着他的儿子一起去拜访他的曾曾曾曾曾曾祖父亚当然后呢一起去听上帝的话语经由亚当来诉说上帝曾经教给他们的事情
Now the Bible really doesn't tell us about Adam's spiritual life because he failed in the garden and then he was kicked out and regarding his relationship with God we really don't hear anything else about him
因为在圣经里面没有讲到说亚当他被踢出伊甸园之后啊，他到底他的属灵的生活怎么样
Now we know that between him and Eve, they must have been teaching their children about the coming Savior, because we know at least Abel was doing the animal sacrifices, so they must have been teaching about that.
但是我们一定可以看得出来呢，亚当跟夏娃一定有教导他们的孩子，即将未来将会出现我们的人类的救赎者。所以呢，他的孩子亚伯才会献上他的用动物的献祭。
In other words, they were teaching their children the gospel message.
代表亚当夏娃的确是有将福音传给他的孩子们。
And we know that Abel believed.
而且亚伯是相信的。
He was a believer and he pleased the Lord with a sacrifice.
而且呢，亚伯他是让上帝非常开心的，他的献祭方式是让上帝开心的。
But Cain was an unbeliever.
但是该隐呢，却不是一个好的信徒。
Now, as an unbeliever, and this concept comes out in the book of Ephesians, that an unbeliever, if they're not going to accept truth, they will accept anything.They will believe anything because they don't have truth in their soul to protect them.
我们要说该隐是一个未信者，因为在以弗所书里面就有讲到，因为对于一个未信者、不信的人来讲，他的脑袋里是没有真理的。
That's in Ephesians 4:17. If you remember, it talks about the vacuum of the soul. There's a Greek word martiotes.
在这个以弗所书4:17里面就有讲到。
Martiotes, it's the vacuum in the soul.
他讲到就是说，不信者他的灵魂就好像被吸尘器抽了真空一样。
Yeah. And it can actually happen even for the believers. If you're not learning doctrine after you've believed in Jesus Christ, you're still going to be sucking in the lies of what we call satanic propaganda.
而就算是一个相信耶稣基督的人他也一样如果他没有好好的读圣经他的脑袋就像是被抽真空一样那在抽真空的脑袋是会吸进非常多撒旦的谎言的
Okay, and Cain, because he was an unbeliever, he didn't believe in the animal sacrifices, he didn't believe in the Savior, and he was probably feeling sorry for these little lambs, he didn't want to kill the lamb.
而像该隐呢他显然是一个不信的人所以他不相信用动物的献祭是有意义的他也还是说不定为什么他不拿动物献祭而要拿他种的这个稻谷来献祭是说不定他还为那些动物要被杀而觉得难过、okay. 就他没有相信上帝给的话语和真理
Okay, and this all comes out in Genesis chapter 4 so you can read about Cain and Abel in Genesis chapter 4
所以在创世纪的第四章里面就有讲到该隐跟亚伯的故事。Okay.
But Cain, he thought he could please God by doing through human works, by working very hard in the garden and making a very beautiful, like a salad, really. He put the vegetables together and lots of nice looking fruit and he worked very hard to do this. And then he would take it to God and say, here is my sacrifice.
该隐就是一个非常好的例子，就是用人自以为是的功来做给神，去献给神。他很显然的把他所栽种的这些蔬菜，可能做成了一个非常美丽、完美、好吃的沙拉，然后他就觉得他要献给上帝，这他就认为这是他最棒的献祭。
It says in Genesis chapter 4, verse 5, that God did not have respect to Cain and to his offering. In other words, God had rejected the offering of Cain.
而创世纪四章五节里面就说，很明显的，上帝呢，完全不开心，他完全不喜欢该隐和他所献祭的供物。
And Cain got really upset with that.
而该隐呢，居然为了这个上帝不开心呢，他反而还很难过。他不能理解。
It's like a lot of unbelievers. You know, these unbelievers have been working very hard all of their lives doing religious works. Going to the temple or going to the mosque or even, you know, going to their churches. But they haven't believed in Jesus Christ.
该隐呢就很像很多的一些基督徒啊，他非常努力的在做一些宗教性的事情，然后就以为这样子可以让神会开心。
And you tell them, you know, you try to be very polite about it, but you tell them, I'm sorry, God is not pleased with your sacrifice.
如果你告诉他说，哎，抱歉哦，神并没有非常喜欢你的牺牲。
You're just telling them God's word. You're giving them the gospel, right? So you're telling them the truth.
你就是在给他一个福音，因为你在告诉他上帝真正的话语，但是他信吗？
And then they get angry at you.
搞不好他还为你所说的这些事情变得很生气。
Okay, well, if they get angry at you, they're going to be angry at God as well. When if you know God is telling them, I cannot accept your sacrifice.
但他如果对你所说的忠告是生气了，那就代表他们也会对神生气，因为神就是跟他讲的，就不是他做的。
And Cain was inspired by Satan. See, Lucifer had a lot of influence in the world, even from the beginning, in the garden and outside of the garden. And he would have been saying to Cain, well, you can please God just by making the sacrifice, but God wasn't pleased.
所以呢，很明显的，该隐他是受到路西佛撒旦的影响，因为撒旦他不只是在伊甸园的时候欺骗亚当夏娃，他后来来出了伊甸园，他们一样继续在做各种欺骗，所以撒旦在告诉一定是告诉了该隐说啊，你不用在乎，你只要好好的努力工作，你就献你自己想献的东西给神，神就会 OK 了。
Okay, and it tells us, and I think it's 1 John actually somewhere, it says that Cain was inspired by Satan to kill his brother.
而在这个约翰一书里面好像有提到，就是该隐其实是受到撒旦的引诱去杀了亚伯的。
1 John chapter 3 verse 12
约翰一书第三章十二节里面有提到。
It says, not as Cain, who was of the evil one. The evil one is Satan, and it means that, you know, Cain was from Satan. He was being an agent of Satan, which means Satan had been telling him what to do.
其实这个经句呢，就是说，其实该隐他变成了属邪恶的代表，也就是说，他成为了撒旦他的代表人。
Okay, so if you're not in truth, then you're going to be deceived by the lie. And those lies are going to come from Satan's cosmic system, his worldly system.
而我们要理解就是我们不是来自于真理，我们很容易就会变成撒旦这个他所创造的一个欺骗的世界里面的一个代言人。
But the point is, yeah, we're getting back to...What was Adam's attitude with his children? Well, we know Adam taught the gospel because we see that Abel believed and then Cain did not. That's free will.
所以我们回到这张图，我们可以理解就是亚当其实是有在教福音的，但是呢，亚伯相信了，该隐却不信。
Okay, and we don't have enough information to say whether Adam was a good believer or not.
我们圣经没有讲清楚说。到底亚当后来离开伊甸园，到底是不是一个伟大的信徒
？It's possible that after he got kicked out of the garden with his wife, then maybe he was bitter towards God.
说不定亚当夏娃被踢出伊甸园之后，他们说不定很气上帝啊。
Okay, yeah, we just don't know, but.Yeah, Enoch would have been taking his son. So Enoch, we know he's a great believer and he's always interested to get information about God's plan. So he would have gone to Adam, maybe had to annoy Adam. Please tell us the story again.
但是我们知道呢，以诺是一个伟大的信徒，而且他很可能呢，有回到亚当那边去要求说啊，告诉我们伊甸园的事情，再告诉我们一遍。
And tell us about what happened with your sons, Abel and Cain.
那说不定以诺也一直要求亚当再告诉他一遍这个 该隐跟亚伯的故事。
Now, Adam might have said, I don't even want to think about what happened. I just want to forget all about that. I don't want to tell you about it.
但是亚当可能会跟以诺说，哎，我真的不想再去想那些事情了。我真的那个事情我只想忘掉。
Now, those were very bad days for me and very bad days for our family.
那是很糟糕的一段日子，也是对我或对家人来讲都是很糟糕的一个记忆。
Okay, but perhaps Enoch pestered him enough and he said, okay, well, I'll tell you some things.
但是以诺可能一直求他之后，亚当才说，哦，好啦好啦，我告诉你一些事。
Okay, we're just sort of speculating, but we do know that Enoch became a great believer, and you can only become a great believer if you know the truth.
但是我们绝对可以猜想以诺一定得到了很多讯息，然后让他能够成为一个伟大的信徒，因为只有知道真理真实的事情的人才有机会成为伟大的信徒。
Okay, and one way to get the truth is from what we say word of mouth, by you know, people teaching, you know, parents teaching their children and their grandchildren, for example.
而这个重点是什么呢？就是所有的学习是需要从口头的传承，不管是从你的祖父、你的父母到孩子到曾孙子到曾孙，这种传承，你如果不用你的语言来传承的话，你就浪费了。
See, in those days they didn't have a Bible, obviously.
而且在那个时代是还没有这个圣经的。
And they didn't have priests.
也没有牧师。
Some of these people might have been prophesying at some stage, because we do know that people through the Old Testament were prophesying.
而且我们知道那些人应该也都有所谓的先知性的预言能力，因为在旧约时代先知性预言能力是一直存在。
Okay, but they didn't have pastors like we do in the church age.
但是他们绝对没有所谓的牧师，因为牧师是属于教会时期才出现的。
Okay, but we do know that the Lord Jesus Christ would often make appearances as well. What we call the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ would often come down and appear to people in the Old Testament.
而且我们知道耶稣基督在那个时候他是会来到在旧约 时代去教直接教导这些人的。
Okay, maybe not that often, but yeah, he would come occasionally and under certain circumstances he would present himself to people.
也许不是那么长，但是耶稣基督很明显的他是隔一段时间是会出现，然后会教导这些旧约时代 的这些信徒的。
And in those cases, he would usually be called an angel of the Lord, but actually it's the Lord.
而在那个时候每一次旧约里面写到耶和华的使者，常常这个就是代表的是耶稣基督了。
And we see that, for example, he came to speak with Joshua before they crossed over the Jordan River.
就像当约书亚要跨越约旦河的时候，那时候很明显的当时的这个使者就是耶稣基督。
Okay, or speaking to Gideon. Okay, but yeah, okay, so he's made some appearances. Gideon, he was in Judges chapter 6. He was the young man that took 300 soldiers and they had to fight the Midianites.
Gideon.
That's right.
对，吉迪安。
And another way that the Lord or God would communicate doctrine is through the angels.
还有很多时候呢，上帝是靠很多的天使来教导他们的，教导这些旧约时代的人。
And this comes out in Acts 7:53.
使徒行传第七章五十三节。
So see here, even talking about in the Old Testament, there would be angels teaching.
那里提到说，你们受了天使所传的律法，却不遵守。
There were many other ways of learning doctrine for those who were interested.
所以呢，其实在圣经里面提到，就是他们这些所有只要是有兴趣学习上帝话语的人，上帝提供各种方法来教他们。
But in the case of Enoch, for example, we know as a great believer he's going to be teaching his son Methuselah.
所以呢，我们回到以诺，就是以诺呢，他这么认真的一个信徒，他一定也花很多力气好好的教导他的儿子。
And we can sort of assume that Methuselah was a great believer also because he holds the world record for the longest age.
而马土沙拉呢，也一定是一个非常好的一个信徒，因为他建立了人类活最长的这个记录。
And he has the privilege of being the person who, the only person who would have known Adam.And Noah as well, and that the whole time of the beginning of human civilization to the time of the flood.
而马土沙拉也是一样， 他又建有一个很重要的记录，就是他认识第一个人类亚当，以及在大洪水前最后一个人类就是诺亚。
Okay, now if you look on the chart here, it almost looks like Lamech. Now that's the son of Methuselah. He doesn't make it up to the blue line we have on the chart, which is the flood. But Methuselah comes right up to the time of the flood. So you can see there's almost a gap.
Really?
Yeah. So you'd have to calculate that. You got a calculator there, Bob?
What do you want? 874
plus 777.
1651.
Okay, and then if you add these 2 years together, 687 plus 969, what's that?
7969. 1656.
Ah, okay, so it's showing that Lamech is actually going to die 5 years. 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years
before Methuselah. Yeah, thank you, Ben, and thank you, Serena. We need mathematicians in the class.We're not going to assume that Methuselah drowned. You know, that would just, he's not going to drown in the flood. God's not going to allow that.
因为呢，马土沙拉他是比那个 Laman 多活了五岁。所以可以看到那个在很明显的是 Laman 在大洪水前就已经去世了。但是马土沙拉我们想象他应该不会是被大洪水给淹死，因为上帝应该不会让他被淹死。
But maybe God had planned for Methuselah just within the last few weeks before the flood started. He said, okay, you can say goodbye to your grandson. And he was very, very old, so he probably wants to die. And then his time just finished just before the flood. It was perfect timing.
有可能啊，马土沙拉就在他去世后因为他死了，所以呢，上帝才让洪水在他死后的一两个礼拜可能发生了，因为他也实在活了很长的日子。
This chart here, I think it looks quite accurate, but you could probably work out, if you took all the numbers and put them into a calculator, you could work out exactly how many years Methuselah died before the flood, or maybe on the same year as the flood. It must be very, very close.
I think it says it in the Bible.
It does? Oh, okay. Well, there's some homework for you.Okay, but anyway, so Methuselah, obviously, he did not go on the ark. He died before the time of the flood.
所以呢，反正马土沙拉应该是在这个大洪水前去世的。
But as a great believer, he was teaching doctrine to his children, which is Lamech, and his grandchildren, which included Noah. So Noah was learning.
And even Noah's son.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and even Noah's sons.
Yeah, 但是马土沙拉他真的很活得很久，所以他不只是有机会教导他的儿子拉曼，也可以教他的孙子诺亚，甚至可以再教诺亚的孩子。
So anyway, that's enough for now. I need to get on to the next part of the study, which is going to Genesis chapter 6.
好，我们现在要来研究这个创世纪第六章。
Okay, we might refer back to that chart occasionally. There might be other interesting bits of information.But we do need to move on.
好，也许我们等一下还会回来再看看这一张图表，但我们现在先进入第六章。
Okay, so let's read in Genesis chapter 6, verse 1.
我们现在看创世纪六章一节。
It's going to take a little bit of time because this verse is crucial to our understanding of what's happening.
这一段呢，是第一节是非常非常重要，因为我们需要让大家真正了解。发生了什么事
？Okay, so we probably won't finish this verse today, but that's okay.
也许我们没有办法讲完这一章，但是我们尽量。
It begins off in the English here. It says it came about when men began to multiply on the face of the land.
在中文是说，当人在世上多起来的时候。
And the multiply here, even after we have about 10 generations after Adam, we have these people living very, very long lives.
因为在亚当开始的这十个时代人呢、啊，每一个都是可以活很久很久的。
So imagine somebody like Adam, even. Now Adam, he lived to 930 years as an extremely healthy person with great genes. From the time that he started first having children, they could be having children, him and Eve, every year.
所以想看啊、哦，在亚当活了930岁，他们那个时候是有这么好的基因。然后他的身体状况都非常好。那在这930岁，搞不好从30岁开始，他每年都可以生很多孩子。
Now, there could be some information on the internet about the global population expansion during that time.
所以呢，在那个时候，也许我们可以说不定可以在网络上查查看，在亚当他下来的时代，到底人类的整个的人口是怎么样成长的。
But just to give you an idea, and this is something for you to think about, let's say that Adam, from the first time he was out of the garden, he was having with Eve one child, maybe for the first 800 years of his life. Okay, after 800, he's getting too old to have children, maybe. So he's having 800 children.
所以如果他每年亚当和夏娃都生一个孩子，他们就至少930岁的人至少可以有800个孩子吧。
And we're sort of assuming things here, but over the space of 930 years, he's having a lot of children. Let's just say with Eve, for example, so you have Adam and Eve, they have 800 children, and then from the first time that their first daughter and their first sons are old enough to have children, so you know, that could be as young as 15 maybe, they're going to have children all the way up for the next 700 or 800 years. So they could be almost having, the next generation could be having 800 children.So you've got 800 times 800 into the next generation. So by the time you get to the third generation, you have, is it 6,400 in the second or third generation.
就说如果是亚当跟夏娃他们生了800个孩子，这800个孩子呢也可以再生800个孩子，所以到第三代的时候他们已经有6,400个孩子。
And then in the next generation, I guess you can multiply by many hundreds again, maybe another 800.
所以你可以想象这个再往下一层的话，那又更是要再乘以800。所以这个整个是用等比级数的方式在成长的人口。
Okay,
人口数是非常非常大的。
Yeah, I'm not very good at maths and statistics, but maybe somebody, one of you has found a study or you like to do those kind of things, you could try and work it out.
有兴趣的人自己可以算算看。
Okay. But again, by the time you get to the 10th generation, it's a bit like how a virus spreads. You know, viruses, that they double and then they expand very quickly.
对。所以到第十代的时候，你可以想象这个整个的人数已经是不可思议的大的一个人口数了。
But we'll continue on with the verse here. So that was Genesis chapter 6.I'll bring it up here. Now, we're not really going to rely on the translation to give us our understanding, but we will use it just as a guideline to get through the verses.
好，我们现在当然不能完全这个依靠翻译来认识这个经句，但是我们一句句的来读。
So we had the first part. It came about when men began to multiply on the face of the land and daughters were born to them. So obviously men, they're having daughters with sons.
然后他们这边就讲说，所以呢，不止世上人多起来，而且还生了女儿。
Okay, and that's fairly easy to follow. But now we run into problems with the next part of the verse. It says that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful.
这一段呢，从这个英文来讲就比较麻烦了哈，因为他提到说，神的儿子看见了人的女儿很漂亮。
I'll put this up on the board because you have this term here. Now the word here in the Hebrew is B'nai Ha Elohim. And B'nai just means son, so.
我们现在必须要从希伯来文来读研究这一段经文。
Okay, 好。That's a yod. So B'nai, which would actually reads backwards. And B'nai means son.
这个第一个字呢，这个希伯来文的是从右念到左的。好，所以他是说、okay. 第一个字代表的就是儿子。
So, B'nai Ha, that's like the. We don't use the for God, but really it's the sons of the God in the Hebrew.
好，所以在希伯来文它其实就是在讲那个神的儿子。
Literally, it's plural. Okay, so it's sons, that's plural, sons of the God.
而且这个儿子是指复数，就说神的儿子。
I've got 1 minute left. Okay. And here we go. Oh, we'll be able to come back. Okay. Just to mention, this is Sons of God. We'll have a 5 minute break. In the 5 minute break, you can check up these verses from Job.
请大家中间休息五分钟哈，请看一下那个约伯书的第一章第六节。
Okay. And then you got the last one, Job 38.
还有约伯记的38章第七节。
Okay, so you can look those up in the break and then we'll come back in 5 minutes.
5分钟后请大家回来 Zoom.